prince, so far as I know, alone, went beyond protest, which but flatters them with our recognition, does not challenge them by our stepping up as an equal with our vision of the alternative, the rule of love. And therefore, as Proudhon is showing us, the rule of reason. And with a plan to supplant them, because he knew these guys stay hidden, amass resources, and that they are fascist, which means they intend to own every bit of the earth and everything on it, and that we cannot equivocate or compromise in our mission and hope to attain it. We must claim all of it for all of us, ensuring that everyone, as Proudhon says, is king. My getting targeted for punishment with EMF allowed me to see the qualities the power guys find threatening. Partially allowed me to see this. Their obsession with Nikola Tesla, I didn't get until we read together Margaret Cheney, and I learned that Nikola had invented EMF weapons, and that when he said wireless transmission of energy, he meant electricity, despite the title of one of his articles being The Transmission of Electric Energy Without Wires, dim as this undoubtedly makes me. My getting targeted for punishment with EMF allowed me to see not only the qualities they find threatening, not only as my reach was almost non-existent, the extent to which any counter-story would be suppressed, but that the combination reach and counter-story would be met with a massive response of repression, given that on me they have spared no expense. Imagine then what this said to me about Prince. Even with only having Purple Rain after reading Alice, who studied the psychology of totalitarians and explained what they find threatening and why, providing additional explanation for why I was targeted. And then even more so, once I dove into the ocean of his work since, it said to me, Prince is for them a monumental threat and has been for his entire musical career. Is there any quality of suffering they did not inflict on this man? Trust. These guys plan, and they have been backroom plotting how to bring about his end since he first claimed our right to our own bodies in a public forum, i.e., for a while now. There is no doubt this man was tortured with EMF, his life inundated with agents. For the record, regarding the New York Times article of April 18, 2017, about the police investigation into his death, which has been classified as a homicide, clearly the Plato's tribesmen are hoping we read only the headline lie, which is completely unsupported by the story, which reads as a mess of constructed scenes, crafted lies, and clumsy cover-up.